This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others from Kabul has accelerated, but President Joe Biden is not ruling out extending it beyond the August 31st deadline he set prior to the Taliban's stunning takeover of the country. Speaking at the White House over the weekend, Biden said no Afghans are being flown directly to the United States without prior screening. A White House official says over the 24-hour period that ended early morning Monday, 28 U.S. military flights evacuated more than 10,000 people from Kabul. In addition, 61 coalition aircraft evacuated nearly 6,000 people from Afghanistan. Since August 14th, the U.S. has directly evacuated or facilitated the evacuation of approximately 37,000 people. Britain is urging the United States to extend its effort in Kabul past the August 31st deadline, but it concedes that if the U.S. ignores the request, an international airlift of people fleeing the Taliban takeover will end within days. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will press President Joe Biden for an extension at an emergency summit of Group of Seven leaders on Tuesday. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has appeared to rule out a long U.S. extension, but said, quote, if their timetable extends even by a day or two, that will give us a day or two more to evacuate people. Biden has not ruled out extending the airlift, but says he hopes it won't be necessary. Western security forces exchanged shots with unidentified gunmen Monday at Kabul Airport. German military officials say one Afghan was killed and three others were injured in a dawn firefight that erupted between Afghan guards and unknown assailants. The German army says in a statement, it claimed its troops and American troops participated in further exchange of fire. This is VOA News.